And another name, a sporting woman. They are prostitutes. They call them prostitutes. Now, well, in my grandfather's eyesight, he didn't know, I mean, in his life, he didn't know anything about the prostitute, but that type of woman was a strumpet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what that.
Okay, have you ever heard of, a long time ago, if a form of address for a man that you would work for?
The type of what?
The form address. Of address for
a man that you work for?
Yes.
Well, now, you know, going back to slavery, that was Omas.
Mm-hmm.
Omas, the man up at the big house. Omas. And wait a minute, now then they call him Boss. In later years, Boss.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about the word captain?
Yes, a man would refer to him, yeah, Cap. Now, don't call him Captain. Yeah, Captain. Cap.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, going back to animals, the kind of black and white animal that's got a real strong smell.
That is, it's a beautiful thing. He has a beautiful coat, black stripe, white stripe, polecat or skunk.
Okay.
But you know, you can cut him, castrate him, and deodorize him.
Yes,
people have done it and made pets out of them. I don't know. I imagine so.
Okay, now, if you had, say, hens, you know, and something had been coming in and killing your hens, you didn't know what kind of animal it was, but you might say, I'm going to get me a gun and kill those.
Now, the young chickens, the baby chickens, the hawks will try to get them.
But I'm just saying in the general term, for a predator, you know, would you say varmint?
A varmint?
Yeah.
No, a varmint, I would think you would refer to an opossum.
Uh-huh.
But you wouldn't call him a varmint. An opossum will kill chickens. He'll kill a hen.
What does varmint mean?
That is a type of wild loose animal. I don't know whether that would be the a wild animal, fox. I don't know what the varmint would mean.
Okay, and this is the kind of animal, the bushy-tailed animal that gets up in trees.
A squirrel.
Okay, is there different kinds, like the different colors?
They are gray.
Yes.
But I have known of a flying squirrel, but I've never seen a flying squirrel.
Have you ever heard of a boomer? Mountain boomer?
A mountain boomer, no.
Okay. This is something kind of like a squirrel, only it can't climb trees.
What do you mean?
This is mountain boomer was a word, I think, for a really large squirrel that you get way up in the mountains.
Possibly.
Yeah. But now this animal that I'm talking about, it's something, it's kind of like a squirrel, only it's brown and it's got little white stripes on it.
Chipmunk?
Okay.
He has a small tail. In the summer, they're around here. They haven't come out yet. They're in the wall. They're around here.
Okay, and this is the name of, could you tell us the names of the kind of fish that you get around here?
You get the striped bass. The black bass, catfish, I don't know where you get the perch, but there's another kind that you get. It's a delicious fish. The bones are very fine. It's real bony. Cork? It doesn't sound like it's a cork. A cork? No. It doesn't sound like a cork. It sounds like, oh, I've gotten it. The man used to go up to the dam and fish.
Yes.
No, it isn't a corpse.
That's okay. The kind of thing that pearls grow in.
The what grows in?
Pearls.
Pearls.
Yeah.
Oyster.
Okay. And it's kind of animal that makes a noise around the pond at night.
Ah, that's a bullfrog.
Okay.
I've thrown, we used to throw rocks at them. My brother and I, we were barefoot children, and we would go about through the field, and all of that is a subdivision down there now, but there was a pond there. And my brother was left-handed, and we'd throw trying to kill a bullfrog. But the legs of a bullfrog are a delicacy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a kind of frog that has real high
foot. A very small frog?
Yeah.
When you have the regular old, the old dirt frog that you plop out of the ground.
Yeah.